In the radio business, we spend a lot of time trying to get pronunciations right, especially when it comes to names. We ask our guests how they pronounce theirs before we introduce them.
So here's a job that we can really appreciate. At college commencements across the country, there's someone who reads every graduate's name aloud. We're about to meet one of those people. His name is Peter Lafford.
Lafford, not Lawford.
That's right, Lafford. And get this, Peter Lafford figures he's read at least 30,000 student names over the last 15 years. NPR's Ted Robbins went to Arizona State University in Tempe to meet him.
After the speeches and before the parties comes that time at commencement when every student steps onto the stage, hears their name, and accepts their degree.
Ashish Bagade.
This spring, Peter Lafford is reading names at 9 graduations on the ASU campus. This one is the most challenging. It's the Ira Fulton Engineering School, where a lot of graduates have East Indian, Arabic, or Asian names. There are 2 lines at this ceremony, so Lafford takes turns. He has a second or two to ready himself for the next name. That's not enough. Peter Lafford has been practicing for weeks.
Balasubramanian, and first name Sruti.
Lafford has degrees in French, and he's taught English as a second language. He normally works in the university IT department. This time of year, he's the graduation name specialist.
These students, this is their moment in the spotlight, and you want to get it right.
The toughest name he's ever had, that was 5 years ago, and Peter Lafford still remembers it.
A student from Hawaii, English student, major, named Gwendolyn Kamakau Kapuna Naulau Kalani Emsley.
These days, Peter Lafford has help. Gone are the sweaty index cards with bad handwriting handed to him by the student. Now there's a computer program, of course, from a tech startup called Marching Order. It lists names and allows the reader to flag them. Easy or medium.
Joshua Stephen Alfred, Catherine Jane Anderson.
Or difficult to pronounce. He can put in phonetic pronunciation. He can even ask a student to call a phone number and record their name.
Dheeraj Chidambaranathan.
Dheeraj Chidambaranathan.
Well, I'm not picky about my name, so I understand it's a little difficult for Americans to pronounce my name.
Dheeraj Chidambaranathan. I hope I got that right, is graduating with a master's in computer engineering. He says he answers to almost anything.
As soon as I hear a D and a J and an E in between, I'm like, okay, that's me, so.
He may not care, but his mother, Nagalakshmi, does. She flew from Mumbai to see her son graduate. Dheeraj Chidambaranathan.
Yeah. We need that to be pronounced correctly, no?
Dheeraj Chidambaranathan.
That was it. Was mom satisfied?
They pronounced it very correctly. I was so happy.
Peter Lafford's happy when he gets it right, too.
Good, long, difficult name. You say it right, they say yes, and go on.
It may seem like a small thing, but getting a name right is the least you can do after a family invests years and who knows how much money for a student's education. Ted Robbins, NPR News.